Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, the Gov says we got to wear face masks when we go outside in the Publix. And KISW's got the great face mask, man. Oh, yeah. Get the Rock face mask with the skull on the front. Black face mask. Yeah. The Rock logo emblazoned on it. Oh, yeah. We got two sizes. We got small and large. You know what? Because there are no mediums. Either you go small or you go large. There's no in between. Yoda said that.
Go big or go little.
Yeah. But you know what? If you go maskless, then you should stay home. Okay?
See how that? Go big,
yep.
Or stay home.
Pretty good. Okay. Would you like one of these masks? They do help benefit the Washington State Nurses Association. That's a good biz. All the info, how you can buy one of these KISW masks at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Turn down for Thursday.
Out for
one. Oh yeah,
get that Friday Junior feeling.
All right, Dean.
Yeah, and I don't know, go do something and then be happy tomorrow's Friday. Like go out late and stay and party on Thursday.
Yeah,
tonight.
I mean that's kind of like, I mean for me it's late. I mean I stay up till 8 o'clock.
Ooh,
yeah. I'm a
nice.
Crazy man. Yeah,
living that wild life.
Living that wild life, baby.
Let's get to our contestant. We've got Josh in Tacoma to take on Steve. Josh, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, get out of here. Get out. For those playing at home, Josh will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Josh, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The television broadcasting company NBC stands for what?
National Broadcast Company.
Yes. The zodiac sign Taurus refers to what animal?
A bull.
Yes. In Canada, a toonie is worth how much money?
2 cents.
No.
$1.
No.
Pass.
Oh. What actress played Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City?
Jessica Parker.
Yes. Typically, what kind of alcohol is in an Irish coffee?
Kahlua?
No.
Bailey's?
Yes. Abigail Breslin plays Olive in the 06 movie Little Miss What?
Muffet?
No.
Sunshine.
Yes. A person who studies physics is known as a what?
Mathematician?
No.
Physiologist?
No. The wire inside an electric bulb is known as the what?
Element.
What did you say?
F- filament.
Yes! Nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct. I thought he said element there.
Not too bad.
I thought
he said that too. For the fifth time, I thought he said it.
Hey.
Oh, I can get that. Mm-hmm. Good job there. Yeah.
That's what it is, buddy.
And that one is love.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You did it.
Hey, speaking of love, we all love Steve, and he's back.
Oh, what?
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
I'm great, Rev. How are you?
Fantastic. Are you ready?
Ah, yes!
The television broadcasting company NBC stands for what?
Ooh, National Broadcasting Company.
Yes! The zodiac sign Taurus refers to what animal?
A bull.
Yes! In Canada, a toonie is worth how much money?
A buck?
No.
$5?
No.
$0.10?
No.
$10?
Nope. What actress played Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City?
Oh, what's her face? Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes. Typically, what kind of alcohol is in an Irish coffee?
Kahlua?
No.
Bailey's.
Yes. Abigail Breslin played Olive in the 06 movie Little Miss what?
Popeye?
No. Oh. Little Miss Popeye.
Little Miss Thang?
No.
Little Miss Swiss?
No. A person who studies physics is known as a what?
Physics guy.
No.
Physical?
No. Let's get physical.
Philly physics.
No. The wire inside an electric bulb is known as the what?
Oh, crap. Filament.
Yes.
Film the Kraken.
Wow.
Hey, Steve, congratulations. You got 5 correct and you lose.
Wow.
6-5. Congrats,
love that.
Josh.
Oh,
Josh, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, you hang on the line. We'll tell you how you can't get anything yet.
That's right.
I'll tell you all about it.
And, Steve, I'll tell you how you can get this.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I have a little nitpick.
That's cool.
A slight nitpick, but maybe not. You might have to. Were there two answers you would take for the Irish coffee?
Yes.
Oh,
I was hoping for whiskey.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I wrote down whiskey, and then when he said Bailey's, I was like, oh, yeah, that's alcohol.
Yeah. Well, Bailey's, you know, it's an interesting thing. I mean,
it's a
Bailey's.
Liqueur.
Yeah, it's what people. It's sort of like the lazy man's Irish coffee. When you think about it, because Irish coffee, the original Irish coffee wasn't Bailey's. It was they put all the cool stuff in there, like maybe brown sugar and whiskey, and made it really cool.
It's a sweetened coffee with an Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. But
then, everyone puts Bailey's in it, so it's like fine.
It's like Tango is a tequila, is a screwdriver mix. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like a premix sort of thing.
Yeah, and so Bailey's has become that. But if you get a real, real Irish coffee, oh, it's so good. And not that Bailey's isn't good. I mean, I have it at my house. But,
yeah, right?
Yeah, but, real Irish coffee is awesome.
Abigail Breslin played...
Whiskey with Will Wheaton.
Abigail Breslin played Olive in Little Miss Sunshine.
Steve Carell was in that movie, and you probably didn't like it. Very slow, but you'd probably...
No, that was an awesome movie.
Oh, you really liked that movie?
Mark Wahlberg was in it.
Was he?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think...
This is the guy in the van, right?
Well, there's a van, I don't think Mark Wahlberg was in that.
Maybe he was, and we just didn't remember.
Yeah.
You know what? There's another actor that looks like Mark Wahlberg. Maybe he was the guy Steve's thinking of. There's a guy that does look like a taller Mark Wahlberg. I know who you're thinking of, Steve, if it's that same guy that's in this movie.
I could have sworn that Mark Wahlberg... I know the movie. I can't remember everybody.
Greg Kinnear?
No, not Greg.
He
doesn't look like Mark Wahlberg.
I don't know.
He absolutely doesn't, but that'd be funny.
There is a guy, though, that looks like Mark Wahlberg in my brain, but I know he's a character actor.
Mark Wahlberg was in there for a second.
Yeah, he was.
Maybe a cameo.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
But I have seen that movie, and I like it.
All right, then.
Yeah. Wow, that surprises me.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a slow movie, but it's sweet.
It's good. That's what I always say about movies.
It's one of the first movies where Steve Carell really was like very low-key and wasn't the goofy guy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember anyway.
I feel like Mark Wahlberg was in some kind of a weird movie like that's very similar to Little Miss Sunshine.
There's a lot of weird movies.
Oh, maybe it was like Big Mr. Moonshine? I don't know. Is that what it was?
Big Mr. Moonshine?
Maybe that's what it was.
In Canada, a toonie is worth how much money?
They don't know, really?
Yeah, no one knows.
$2.
$2.
That's why it's a toonie. It's $2. They have $2 pieces.
Mm-hmm. And then also a person who studies physics is known as a...
Physicist.
Yes, thank you.
I didn't say that.
You did not.
You did not say physicist.
Oh, I thought I did.
I would have won so big today.
Well,
I would have given the answer you wanted. You would have been proud of me.
You and Josh. Well, I mean, Josh won. You would have won. So congratulations to Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
I Heart Huckabees.
Is he in that?
Yes.
That's a bizarre movie, yes.
Yes. For some reason, I always felt those two had a similar vibe.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know if they were done by the same people. I don't think so, but they do.
That's how I got confused. Sorry.
And did you like I Heart Huckabee?
Yes, I loved it.
Wow, I am so surprised. Who did that movie? Like the directors?
Ooh, I know Jason Schwartzman was in it. But
David O. Russell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, because there are some movies that Steve doesn't like. He doesn't like the Coen brothers. No. Doesn't like any of their movies. Yeah, and the Farrelly brothers. I'm not too sure what you think of the Farrelly brothers. They did the Fever Pitch.
Yeah.
Is it Fever Pitch or Fear? I don't know. The one with Jimmy Fallon, the baseball movie.
That movie was okay.
They did Dumb and Dumber.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess the Farrelly brothers are okay. It's the Coen brothers you don't like. The Where Art Thou Brother, whatever, that one there.
Brother the Goat or whatever.
Raising Arizona, I think they did that. The one George Clooney's usually in a lot of their movies.
Yeah. The Men Who Stare at Goats, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah, those I could live without.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't like those. All right, fair enough. Got a new survey. Here's what they asked. They said, hey, folks, if you plan on going back to shaking hands when this is all over. And we've talked about this before. Anthony Fauci, he's the rock star doctor, you know, always talks when the president talks, when the president says, okay, time to go to an expert. And Fauci, everybody loves the guy. Fauci said, yeah, I don't think we should handshake ever again. And almost one third of people say, we agree, Mr. Fauci, the days of shaking hands, they be done. Now, 43% of people say they will go back to shaking hands. I'm done with it.
Yeah, but what if somebody comes up to you and puts their hand out? What are you going to do?
I know, and I'll tell you, I've seen what other people
sneeze on them. Be like, now that's what
I've seen. What the Howie Mandels do? What this guy, Rado from the board game world, who's a famous guy. He doesn't shake hands. Well, I mean, in my world, you know, it's just like your wrestling world. I mean, you got people you know.
Yeah,
you know. But I mean, he's like one of the big guys in that world of video game reviews. And when I met him, he was like, let's not do that. Let's fist bump anyway. So he's already started a trend that I think a lot of us are going to see more of.
What if you don't want to fist bump then?
Then
like, what if you just don't want to touch another human being?
Yeah, that could
be. You just don't trust them.
Yeah, that could be. I don't know. That's a tough. How do you do that? But I think more people are going to do that, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, but what would be the way to be like, okay, like Danny or someone comes up to you and it's just like, hey, what's up? They put out the hand, you go, and then they put out the fish, like, oh, what are you going to do?
Yeah, and what about hugs?
I'm going to just keep my hands in my pockets whenever someone comes up to me, like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. I mean, people hug a lot. If we're not going to shake hands, we're definitely not going to hug because we're right in the zone of whatever you can catch, right?
Yeah. What about like just like a soft pet on the back of the person's neck? Is that still good?
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna only go back if you breathe heavily on the neck, too.
Okay, yeah. Men say they're much more likely than women to go back to shaking hands. So 51% of women say no.
It's going to be weird, man, when we're back out around people, concerts. Granted, rumor has that's going to be a while. But like any little – like at a bar and you run into somebody and their first instinct, because maybe for the last 20-something years of their life, they've just been trained to put out a hand for a handshake.
What really is going to suck is the person that doesn't care. And even like, if somebody says, I really don't want to shake your hand, get over here. You see that sometimes. I know that with the hugging. Man, there were times where it's like, I really don't want to hug. And come on. And then they just do it anyway.
I think just going forward, we're just going to have to ask. Like, I'm a hugger. And so at that point, I'm just going to be like, okay. And I won't be offended if they don't give me a hug back.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So you're still going to try to hug?
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to put your arms out like, huh?
Huh?
And if you're going to be okay with that?
Yeah, I'll be 100% fine. I do that to Rev every morning, and he still won't give me a hug.
Yeah, he's like, hugs? I'm like, no.
And this was pre-quarantine.
Yeah, this is since day one.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
It's a never.
Yeah. And I'm that way with Danny, too, actually. It's like, it's got to be the right moment. Yeah.
So he says it's going to be like Demolition Man, where touching is not allowed.
Yeah, that's not what I want, though.
So it says finger guns will make him come back.
That's actually
awesome.
Yeah. That's a good point. Hey, buddy.
What's up, partner? Hey, you say partner, at least.
Yeah.
Partner.
That's fun. All right, so there we go. Finger guns are coming back. We haven't talked about the finger guns.
Bowing, a lot of people said. If you go in, if someone bows at you, I almost feel like that should be like an unspoken, don't touch me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know what? The Asian culture has been doing that for years. Do you think that bowing is – I always thought it was just like, that's an honorable way to greet somebody. But do you think also it was them just knowing themselves that, you know what? We're smarter than the rest of the world. We shouldn't be touching each other.
No.
Have they always known that?
I don't think so.
Well, like back then, the gentleman used to like bow and the lady would curtsy. So it's been a thing.
We could all curtsy, BJ.
Ooh, yes. But they kissed hands, Vicky. They were always kissing a chick's hands.
Well, yeah. You just don't do that part. You just do your bow. You put your arm out. Bow. Just like that.
Thanks, Vic. Thanks for the taste. Thank you.
Like
can you show me a curtsy now? I don't know.
I feel like you should just curtsy. That might be easier for you.
I'll curtsy. I'll do that. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to, it's a whole new world, Steve. I'm going to finger gun
texted him. What? You know what? To
I'm
going to
finger gun everybody.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing that to a guy.
Man. I mean, oh, I'm still going to do that, too. Yeah,
that escalated quickly.
Sure did. Well, you know, listen, some of those.
Get over here. Get over here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
Yeah. They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It is an easy thing. I mean, we just, you know, we pick up the phone. There you are. You start yapping. There is a rule, though.
It's a simple rule, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you will be gonged, and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
Just like that. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose.
A lot of people chiming in about the best action movie stars of all time based on The Rock saying that guys like Harrison Ford were at the top of the list, Steve McQueen, Clint Eastwood,
Schwarzenegger,
Charles Bronson,
yes,
and Sly Stallone.
Yeah, and we then postulated about the fact that, I hope that's the right use of the word, we thought about the fact that we're going to put definitely Schwarzenegger in the Mount Rushmore. That would be four of the greatest of all time. But we couldn't really think of who else definitely deserves to be up there. There were a lot of close ones.
How about, what about The Rock himself? I mean, we're asking for his opinion.
I know, but it doesn't matter what we think.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
Touche.
Yes. But you know what, Steve? I don't know how much more body of work he has to before he qualifies.
I mean, how many more hits does this guy need?
You're talking about Mount Rushmore.
I know, but I mean,
he's had a couple flops. That's the problem.
So did Schwarzenegger.
That's true.
Lots of flops, actually.
That's, you know, I mean, it's
the twins and
yeah, you're right. Well,
Kindergarten Cop. I mean, I love these movies, but action, they were bad.
He's had action movie flops. That's what I'm saying. Where Schwarzenegger's action movies, for the most part, were well received. But I think if The Rock keeps going, because he's a young man, really, that in fact he will do more. There will be more success. The Jumanji films are action films, and both of those are well received.
I know. I don't know why people like those movies. I keep trying.
Really?
Love those movies.
They're all right.
They're going to be doing Big Trouble in Little China, and The Rock's the only one announced. They're going to do it again.
Wow.
Oh, they do not need to remake that
movie. Oh, a remake is hard.
Go home.
If The Rock's in it, I'll go.
That's going to be tough. Isn't that got like Asian mysticism in that?
Yeah.
See, that's, I don't know, man.
I think Kurt Russell was the original dude.
Maybe they'll update it, but they don't need to.
Well, who's the star of the one? Kurt Russell?
Wasn't it Kurt Russell?
It was. You're right. Yeah. Kurt Russell was.
So why can't Rock do the Kurt Russell role?
Well, I guess my point being is as long as they really, really honor the Asian mysticism in a fun way, and Rev, the special effects could have been better. I mean, now by today's standard, it would be kind of cool to see what they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've watched some Chinese movies with my wife lately, and there's a lot of Asian mysticism in those movies. Great, great effects in some of these movies. And so I could look forward to see it. But I'm with you as too, Rev. It's a classic. It's tough to redo those.
Oh, my God. But could you imagine The Rock with, like, a mullet?
Yes.
How amazing
I'm imagining
would that be?
It now.
I've imagined that a lot, actually.
Take my money now.
Do you think he would mullet up for this?
I hope.
He kind of has to, doesn't he?
I know it was the hairdo of the time, if you will.
He did Baywatch. He'll do anything.
This is why it's tough for him to get on Mount Rushmore. He needs to be more picky.
Somebody said, you got to put Chuck Norris on Mount Rushmore.
How did we forget Chuck Norris?
Well, someone brought him up.
Yeah.
I don't know if you put him on Chuck. I mean, I think it's more like the jokes. The Chuck Norris jokes are more and what makes him awesome than even the movies that he's been in.
And I don't even know what movies he's been in. I know he's been like
he's
a TV
Bruce
star.
Lee movie.
Yeah, he got his ass kicked by Bruce Lee.
Yeah, well, he hasn't been in a lot of movies, has he?
He was in The Expendables, too.
Well, and I think it's because of what he was on TV.
He was Walker, Texas Ranger.
See, so he's an action TV star, and if you're going to go TV, yeah, no doubt about it. Mount Rushmore of action TV stars, yes, Chuck Norris. Movie? I mean, he's in some of these movies because he became such a great star in TV, but you got to have a body of work, and I don't know if his movies are a body of work enough.
Okay, someone said you guys are talking about the Mount Rushmore of action heroes, but what I want to know is, what is your Mount Rushmore of snack foods? Justin in Burlington.
Ooh. See, if you're going to say Mount Rushmore, then I have to be unbiased.
On snacks.
That's the problem. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That's the pinnacle right there.
I can't argue with that, even though that wouldn't be on my Mount Rushmore, but yeah, Reese's Peanut, they have lasted, no doubt about it.
It's not my favorite, but it's a go-to. I'm never disappointed. If someone says, hey, here's a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, I won't say no.
It's. I mean, the marketing, the peanut butter, mixing chocolate, the whole idea.
The Halloween size ones?
Yeah.
Those are great.
I think Reese's has they have a position there. Anybody else? What do you think? Again, I'm being unbiased. I would not put Reese's on mine, but I could see how the nation would.
See, I'm going to be biased. I'm going to pick mine, and it's ice cream sandwiches. Like, it's never a bad time to eat an ice cream sandwich. My roommate's been buying them, and I have been eating them like crazy the last couple of weeks.
I don't really view it as a snack. I know it's a dessert.
See, I think a snack as in like a treat, whether it's salty or sweet, and I would eat ice cream as a snack.
I would eat the hell out of it now.
What's the question again?
Mount Rushmore of snack foods.
Ooh, snack foods. Yeah.
I'm just picturing something that's like in a bag. Like, you know, like
here's what Vicky's telling
Reese's
you.
Peanut butter cups, Reese's pieces,
M&Ms. Vicky's double dipping. She's taking her dessert and having it as a snack. Ooh, right? She's a double dipper.
Sometimes you gotta.
I'm not. Hey, look, I am not gonna shame you for that. I'm actually, I envy your game.
Steve, what about them fruit snacks?
Oh, please no.
I would put Sour Patch Kids ahead of the fruit snacks. Because the fruit snacks are a healthy treat.
Really? Mm-hmm. The Sour Patch Kids, do they deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 out of 5 here, say.
Yeah, I'm going to have to defer to you because I hate them so much. And that's all sour snacks. I mean, Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, anything at all that's got that soury thing, it ain't for me.
I almost think you do have to have like a category for the Mount Rushmore. One chocolatey-based snack, mm-hmm. one candy-based snack.
What about the meat snacks?
Ooh.
You mean like jerky and stuff?
Yeah,
like
jerky, Slim Jims.
Well,
I'd like to see a Slim Jim on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that would be great. I feel like we completely don't understand this question, or that we're going too broad. But it is snack food. I mean, because then you're talking about crackers.
What does gender have to do with this, guys?
Oh, hey. Lady!
No name cake, somebody just texted in.
Honestly, I mean.
That's a dessert. What is the difference between a dessert and a snack?
The time when you eat
Vicky
it?
Vicky has no distinction. So
no, there,
that's,
no,
there really isn't.
Yeah.
It's really just a time thing because you could have, I don't know.
Because Snickers tries to sell itself as a snack. They're like, you know, if you're getting hangry, have a Snickers. Like, you can't have food, but have one of these.
What about potato chips? Are we throwing potato chips in?
Or even what about Doritos?
Or Pringles.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold on a second now. Potato chips is the OG, but do you think Pringles and or Doritos have surpassed potato chips as a much more popular, should be on Mount Rushmore?
I would rather go for a Doritos chip across the board than any potato chip.
Yeah, they ain't making a Lay's potato chip burrito or taco at Taco Bell, are they?
No, they're not. No. And I also love Pringles, but I'll never turn down a potato chip. You know, you put a bag of Lay's out there, I'll have it. Right?
Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Flavored.
Yep. It's got to be the barbecue. Oh, the salt.
Again, Steve's got Tourette's again. He's just spitting out words.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I've certain rules.
Barbecue!
We have more important questions to bring up. Somebody who needed to know, hey, why does Danny spray Axe in his mouth?
It's so true. I don't understand.
This is a true story.
He's a weird guy.
Yes. I've always just done it because as you're getting ready in the morning, you brush your teeth, you do your hair, and then you put Axe. Well, not Axe. It's actually just cologne. You spray cologne in your mouth, and you have your breath smelling like cologne all day.
God, that's... Ugh.
What?
I mean, when we find out he has some kind of weird ailment in 10 years, and it's because of that, are any of us going to be surprised?
He uses it as mouthwash. Yeah. Rather than using mouthwash,
he uses
cologne.
Mouthwash, too.
Why not, like, breath strips? Or, like, brush your tongue?
Marty, it has a dual purpose. I'm using the cologne already. Might as well just.
And does your girlfriend ever say, "What is that horrible taste I'm getting?"
No, she tastes like Jacar. Yeah.
She, I don't know what the taste of the stuff is, but you know, when you're getting involved with the mouth, it's more than just nose. It's also like taste.
Yeah.
And I would imagine Jacar Noir doesn't taste good. It may smell good, but doesn't taste good.
I don't know. She likes it. Never got any complaints. I'm just going to put it out there.
Never got any complaints. You have an ex-wife. Are you sure you want to say you never got any complaints?
Yes, it was all the cologne in the mouth.
Can you reread the divorce paperwork and see it
now?
Yeah. Oh, it's right there. It says my now ex-husband smells like body wash on his mouth.
I always love the line, never got any complaints, from a guy who's like, you know, you've had like 14 relationships. So I think there was some complaints.
Still never got any complaints.
Yeah, never
got
true. I haven't heard anything because I basically didn't listen to them and didn't let them speak.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Going back to celebrities that people hate for no reason, why? One person said Chris Hansen. Just kidding.
Someone got busted.
Yeah, that's the wrong guy to hate, because the only reason you would is because you got busted.
Since it's the one person I hate for no reason, and maybe we all could agree, is Justin Bieber.
I don't hate him. I hate that mustache.
I feel like the older he's gotten, the more tolerant I am of Justin Bieber. I'm not a fan of what he does, but I feel like he's finally like becoming an adult, and he's less douchey. Because you realize when you're young and you're given all that money, you're probably going to be a douche no matter what.
Yeah, I no doubt about it, because you've seen it the other way around sometimes. Like, they get more douchey the older they get. He seems to have figured it out to some degree. And look, you can't argue with the fact that in the world of music, who was bigger than him at the time where he was a douche? Because, like you said, he was young and had all that cash.
And that moment where he had one of his security guys carry him to the Great Wall of China, for some reason, I thought that was the funniest thing ever. And I know it's super douchey, but it's just so stupid, a little kid being carried around by a big man.
Yeah, and I saw, I mean, granted, this is so gossipy, but I saw that, was it Selena Gomez? Did she just get diagnosed, I think, for being some I don't want to say what the condition is, because if I'm wrong, that would be bad to say. But I think she's got some mental health stuff that she's finally worked out. And you know what? They were together for a while, and at a young age, if you're a dude or a woman with somebody that's got a severe mental situation going on and you don't know it, they don't know it, that's not easy to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I forget what condition she said she has.
Bipolar.
Oh, it is bipolar. Okay. I didn't want to say it, because bipolar is a tough word to put on somebody if I was wrong about that. And yet, at the same time, it's a manageable condition. But that's hard to navigate. Young people dating in the world of entertainment and celebrity. And I'm sure for Selena, not knowing that that's what was going on with her, as well as fame and all the crap that went along with that.
Well, she also is a survivor of lupus and had lupus complications and needed to get a kidney transplant back in 2017.
And she also had to deal with all that drama and traumatic experience of the shooting that happened right at the show that she had.
Oh, that's right.
And then also Mac Miller was her, she was dating. I mean, when you think about it, there's been like a lot of just crap sandwiches being dealt to her.
Yeah.
And then I just read that Demi Lovato says that they're no longer friends. And I really don't know what life is anymore.
Oh, that's even horrible if her and Demi aren't friends. What?
I love that that's a top story on a website. Because I was trying to find out what you were talking about with what she was suffering from. And I type in Selena Gomez, and first thing that comes up, Demi Lovato says she's no longer friends with Selena Gomez. Today's top story.
Here's what I would say, though. Knowing that she's got a mental health issue, that changes everything for me in life. Even if she treated me like crap, now I understand why. Because bipolar is something that is a beating to interact with if you don't know that's what you're interacting with. Mm-hmm. Really, really is. So, well, Demi, I hope you're perfect.
She says, I'm really happy, wish for nothing for the best. Whatever. Why am I caring about this crap?
That's the spirit.
Yeah, like, really.
I'm happy for her, but I don't want to be her friend.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you even have an article like that? Just say, you know what? We haven't seen each other in a long time. She's a great person. You know, it'd be great to see her again sometime. Which, you know, then you don't have to go say, I'm no longer friends.
Somebody says, I hate Drake. I can't stand him. Please, everyone know. I
don't know enough about Drake to like or hate him.
I just have never understood Drake, because he has like all this street cred, yet he was on that teen show.
Degrassi.
Degrassi. And I was like,
that's why everyone loved Degrassi Junior High.
I never liked that show. And I was just like, but how is he Mr. Big Rapper and he was on like a wholesome show? I don't get it.
I think he was like grew up rich or something in a nice neighborhood
in Canada?
Or something. Yeah.
So,
oh, really?
And he's got talent, guys.
He's totally hood.
But he's bad luck for any sports team that he decides to cheer for.
Oh, there was that.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't know. Does Drake represent himself as a guy that grew up in tough streets and tough times with his music? I have no idea.
I never really got that vibe. I mean, I never really pay a ton of attention to the lyrics of his songs, but the songs I've heard, I never felt like he was trying to be something that he's not.
Well, 50 Cent, right? Isn't that his situation? Is he was never the guy that he was?
Allegedly. I don't know the truth behind that.
Like, at first, Terry Bollea doesn't have a 10-inch penis. I mean, everyone's lying to us.
That's very true.
All these entertainers, man.
I mean,
I do not have a 10-inch penis. No, I do not.
I can't believe it.
Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches.
That's amazing to me because Hulk has always said he did.
Brother!
That's the only reason I followed Hulk Hogan.
Oh, we have important news to bring up. And I'm very confused about this because we have two different texts with conflicting stories.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the loose.
First one says, guys, I know this sounds impossible, but I'm looking at Danny skateboarding right now in Greenwater.
What? Oh, it's true, though. Look at where'd Danny go?
Greenwater? I know Green Lake, but where the hell is Greenwater?
That's probably somewhere near where the water's green.
Maybe I just have an evil twin.
Yeah, you do.
That's what it is.
Well, someone says, I'm pretty sure I saw Danny V rollerblading in Burlington yesterday evening.
That's true. That happened.
Yeah, that did happen.
Burlington. Look at you getting up to Burlington.
Trying to buy a coat?
Yes.
Is that the only place you know? Burlington's way north. You know where Burlington is.
Yeah, the Burlington Coat Factory.
Well, that's not where it started.
And Greenwater is just east of Enumclaw. So
whoa, Danny, you're getting around. Deep. What's that, like a two-hour trip?
It might be. Well, not to go from Burlington. Now.
Yeah. Oh, not well. It might. Still, it's going deep.
I'll need to bust out my electric skateboard for that one.
There you go.
You can do it, Danny.
You need one of those electric scooters you've been talking about on the radio.
The bikes, yes.
Yeah, the rad bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I don't see a lot of them around anymore. Like they've taken them off the streets.
Oh, you're talking about like the Lime scooter?
Yeah.
They take them out for the season. They were supposed to be back in spring, and they're kind of around.
How's that business going? You going to want to share anything with those anymore?
Basically, no.
That's
like a cesspool for germs.
Yeah. It's just a bad idea right now.
That whole business, you wonder if that will ever come back. And all the bike lanes and everything that we did downtown Seattle, you're not going to even see. You have your regular cyclists, but all Lime people, when are they coming back?
Yeah, I do realize, though, I'm trying my best not to be a dumb impulse buyer, but I definitely take that after my father, and I just saw this thing on the internet, and this looks cool. It's like the COVID keychain. I don't know if you've seen this
thing. What does that do?
It's a keychain that can open doors without you using your hands. It can hit buttons on elevators. It can touch screens for you.
Dude, that's
it's
actually
got, like,
pretty
a weird
cool.
hook, so that way if you have to open up a door, you don't have to use your hands.
Yeah. I mean, some touch screens are heat related, but
it's
if they're not.
It's called a hygiene hand made of solid brass.
No, it's a keychain.
Yeah.
That you can put your keys. That's actually not a horrible thing.
And I think brass is self-cleaning in a sense. Like bacteria.
Oh, it's made of brass?
That's what it said.
Oh, it looked like it was like a 3D printed thing.
This was a Kickstarter that this person started. They had a $5,000 goal. They're at $102,000 right now. God. I mean,
So it's not available yet. You got to wait for it to
be made. Other versions of this I've seen like that are available now.
If you buy it, I'll buy one.
Yeah?
I mean, I've been doing that. I've been looking for ways to open doors and stuff. I think that's a great idea.
I find myself trying to find very like random parts of a door to open. Like if they got the long bar, I open like on the bottom end, like at the very bottom, and I'm opening doors that way, like the one right by our radio station.
Yes.
Because I'm just like, well, that's probably been touched the least.
I know we're going crazy.
We need a hygiene hand.
And look, I'm not a scientist.
That sounds naughty.
But I feel like we do have to come in contact with germs, though, in order to build up our immunities. I think that's a part of the human experience because, you know, back in the day, right, 100, 200 years ago, we didn't have hand sanitizers. People were taking showers and baths every day. How did they stay alive? You know what I mean? I think it's part of the human condition to have some immunities built up by having healthy interaction with germs. So that's what I'm afraid of. What if we end up hurting ourselves by not having any immunities to anything?
Slobs will stay slobs. We'll eventually just go right back to it.
Yeah. I'm a little worried that I don't want to actually be less immune to things. Yeah. And I feel like that's what's happening when people go, don't touch me, don't look at me, don't whatever. It's like, no, at some point I'm going to need to touch things again. You know what I mean? I get that I shouldn't touch anything now because I don't have the system to fight it. But the other stuff I want to be able to fight.
Well, you clearly need a hygiene hand.
And who cleans that? How does that get cleaned?
With your tongue, of course.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't think you said what you said because it's brass.
Yeah, they say that like brass doorknobs disinfect themselves over the course of a while.
Really?
That's what the internet said.
Okay.
The internet doesn't lie.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I'm going to believe it.
Well, they're at $400,000 now.
Oh, yeah, dude. These guys, talk about the right time that they picked. This kicks their hygiene hand.
Oh, my God.
These guys are going to make a killing.
And then they'll be like the object that everyone buys that's not going to use again in like 5 months.
Oh, you mean a fidget spinner?
I use mine still to this day, man.
What?
Oh, the fidget cube.
Oh, okay.
Not the spinner. You're right. The spinner was stupid.
Spinners are terrible.
Yeah.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.